Upster Network.
I never ask you where you go. After I leave you in the morning, we go our different ways to separate situations. Not that easy anymore. Today I do what must be done. I give my time to total strangers.
It is 6:23. You're listening to 100.5 FM. Good morning. So yesterday, the 11th episode of my podcast dropped at 11 a.m. It's titled A 300-Year-Old Business and the Theft of Their Land by the Maine Turnpike Authority. If you're interested in the issue of eminent domain and what it means for a business to last 300 years in this country and predating this country, the Knight family farm, Smiling Hill Farm, predates America by 56 years. And yet the Maine Turnpike Authority, run by Peter Mills, appointed by Governor LePage, has decided that they don't matter. It's really no different than his sister, the governor of this state, a steward of that seat. The governorship does not belong to the person sitting in the seat. The governorship belongs to the people of the state. And they elect someone to be the steward of that position for a short period of time. They're not permanent. And they don't have powers beyond what the Constitution allows. Except that every one of them seek to exceed those powers. Most likely because they don't believe in the Constitution and they think they know better. Peter Mills' sister, the governor, Janet Mills, has decided that she is going to wreck the Maine coastline. She's starting with the Sears Island project. She wants to put windmills in the water because she has chosen to place her faith in global climate change and that she alone knows best. Even though she has no background in science and no background in climatology. And if she's allowed to get away with this by the time I die, the entire Maine coastline will be wrecked with windmills. Once again, destroying what God gave us. 300 years ago, the Knight family established their farm on the outskirts of Westbrook, predating the city of Westbrook. Westbrook came along in 1819 or something like that. And now it resides on the edge of town. And it's a cherished family institution, not just for the Knight family, but the legions of people that go there every year and enjoy what the farm has to offer. People that go there every week to get their dairy products. This farm has been an institution in this country for over 300 years, back when we were Brits. And they've endured the American Revolution, the War of 1812. They've endured the typical things that happen on a farm when you have cattle and other animals, disease, death of family members, depressions, and the general things that make it so difficult in the state of Maine for businesses to survive, much less thrive. Yet somehow, for 300 years, This family has been nimble and found a way to do it. And now, because a few people in this state are inconvenienced by traffic that forces them to go where they want to a little more slowly, the Maine Turnpike Authority has decided they want to confiscate 47 acres of their 500-acre farm, roughly one-tenth of the farm. And if they accomplish what they hope to accomplish, there will be 50 acres that will be separated from the rest of the farm. So they not only lose the 47 acres that will be confiscated, stolen, let's just speak plainly here, but the other 50 acres won't be contiguous with the farm. Dylan Knight was here last week. He's one of the Knight family members. We didn't get into what it would do to the farm in terms of financing, but I've got to assume it will have a very negative impact on the farm if you take away roughly one quarter of the farmland. And I can't imagine what it would be like for their animals to have a turnpike connector running right through the farm. I've known Peter Mills a very long time. I've always liked him. Always respected him, always respected his knowledge of history and his sense of appreciation for the state of Maine. And yet, once again, a person has been placed in a position of enormous power. Instead of using that power for good, they've decided to abuse the power to appease their own appetite. No different than what his sister, the governor, is doing to the Maine coastline, if she gets away with it. You know, I know a whole lot of people that are in this audience were born here, and you have rich traditions, generations that precede you of your family. I don't have any of that. I was born in Florida. At the end of this month, Dee Dee and I will have moved here 39 years ago. But I feel like those of you that were born here don't cherish what you were given by your ancestors because you're not standing up for it. You're not protecting it from the thieves that would take it. And if you think elected people aren't thieves, you aren't paying attention. In this country, we have become so apathetic in holding those we've placed in positions of elected power that they do whatever they choose to do, knowing whatever they've done will not bring about a consequence. Maybe you don't think this land is precious, but I do.
Shareholder meeting today. Activist investor Nelson Peltz and his investment firm Trian Partners are pushing for